This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I will prove to you how stupid Joe Biden is and the Democrats are in this hour. I will prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Not that you need any additional proof, but I'll prove it to you. It has to do with Russia-Ukraine and the quiet approval Joe Biden gave to start buying Russian fertilizer. Nobody gave you a bunch of hoopla over it, did you? You didn't hear, oh, geez, what are we doing buying fertilizer from Russia? Aren't they the enemy? Aren't they the bad guys? Isn't Putin bad? Zelensky good? Russia bad? Ukraine good? Well, guess what? People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.com? Apparently not the case. Biden's poll numbers have Democrats reeling, and this news isn't going to help as we get it out. Now, I already predicted what was going to happen with Joe Biden. I told you he will not be their candidate in 2024. He'll be lucky to survive through 2024. But you already knew this, too, because you're smart, bright people. Again, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And I want to thank you guys for the support. When you can't get through to me on different things, you send me a note and say, Kevin, I can't get through. I want to make a donation or whatever. Some of you send a check. Thank you. We appreciate it more than you know. And we contact you. I contact you. It isn't like some staffer. It's me talking to you. So I really appreciate it because we can't do this by ourselves. It's people. Oh, Kevin, you have a big voice. I get people writing to me all the time. You have a big voice. You can do this. No, I can't. What gives me the biggest voice is what you do. When they see my show growing. By the way, connect with me on Twitter. I got to get back on these social media sites. We'll give out the Twitter thing. It's at KJ Network Now. At KJ Network Now. So if you want to get back in contact with the team, not just me. I don't want Twitter out there going, oh, let's kill him again. But because they'll take my site down. I can't do anything from my phone on Twitter because if I attach my phone to it, then they kill it. It's crazy. So long story short, just happy that you guys are standing up for our freedoms, because when every time you do something, whether you click a button on this show, download it, or you offer it to somebody else, it's a little bit better off for us. By the way, some friends of mine, their parents were in town. We went to go have some barbecue with them, and they listened to the show, and I told them I was going to talk about them, and they told me a funny story about an older guy who married a woman. They divorced. She became gay. This is a guy who's in his 80s. He marries a woman. I don't know how old she was. Probably in her 60s or 70s. They divorce. That woman finds a woman and becomes gay. The second he marries another woman and they divorce and she becomes gay. And I said, he's a lesbian making machine. And I said I was going to tell people that story because it was hysterical. Anyway, it was good to see Butch and his wife. And I know you guys listen to the program, so I appreciate that. So before we get into some of this other stuff, because I'm going to dedicate this to Joe Biden's bonehead move with Russia. And if you disagree with me, let me know. Believe me, call the show because I'd love to hear it. He's a bonehead. And it was so easy to predict this backfire that it makes you wonder, who runs the show here? It was like when I learned that Marie Harf was CIA, and I thought to myself, this is the person who protects this country? One of the dumbest people on the planet. God, it's no wonder we're in trouble. I used to respect, if you were FBI or CIA or NSA, you are brilliant. You were tops in your class. No, they're not. They're dumb. I can only hope that the spies in the other countries are as dumb as ours. I don't believe they are, sadly. But before we get to that stuff, I want to give you yet another example of how we are winning and you are doing your part to make sure we win. He said this for all, after almost a 2-year hiatus, the Tony Awards came back. Now, the Tony is given for Broadway plays, and they give the award out for who does. And by the way, I love Broadway. I do. I'm one of those geeks that, you know, I look at the production and the costumes and all that stuff. I ain't gay, but I do look at that stuff because I like The Lion King. I'm still fascinated at who designed the animals because it is so cool. If you haven't seen it, it's really worth seeing. Anyway, but they go on. But the siren song of Broadway's biggest and best wasn't enough to draw a large audience. And this speaks to the Grammys. This speaks to the Oscars. All these, you know, self-congratulatory programs that these very, very wealthy people put on where one dress could feed a third world nation, you know, one celebrity dress, and all the pomp and circumstance. And it's such a waste of time and money and energy, but they fight for these awards. And look, I get it. I don't want to tell people not to do awards and events. I'm not an events guy because I'm always looking at the money. But I understand it. I've seen massive turning point events where they raise millions and millions of dollars, but it costs a lot of money to raise it. And if you're going to take that money and do some good, then fine. But Hollywood throws itself these galas that's where they spend millions of dollars. I mean, designer dresses, designer jewelry, designer shoes, you know, and all the things, the accoutrement of the stuff that surrounds it. The swag bags might be $20,000 each. Stuff like this. The food, you know, all the other stuff. All to look good and to flaunt their wealth. And they become so egregious at it, they can't even just enjoy that they got a win. They want to make sure you know what their little pet project is because they look at it as an opportunity to bring, you know, to light their thing, saving the spotted owl or global climate farce or whatever they do. And it's become a joke. And it's turned us off. Same way sports has. I watched the USFL football game the other day and I said, if I have a football Jones, I'm going to watch USFL. I will not watch NFL again. I'll watch USFL. But anyway, so they had the Tonys. They said the 9 to 11 p.m., it's a 4-hour show. The prime time 9 to 11 p.m. that aired on CBS tanked. It drew 2.62 million viewers per Nielsen. This is down from 5.5 million a couple years ago, which, by the way, was the lowest they'd had of all time in 5 years. You're giving Hollywood a wake-up call, and I couldn't be more proud of it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
John Kennedy is a Louisiana senator, and he knows better than anybody, you just can't just pay off a problem.
Jesse, in Washington, D.C., when I feel inadequate, I just look around. On really bad days, I see liars and frauds and meatheads in every direction. This is what President Biden's and Vice President Harris's Washington, D.C. has given the American people. And bear with me. Today, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who was also captain of Team Transitory Inflation, announced that she's really sorry, but inflation is not going to be transitory. It's going to be with us for a long while. In other words, she does not have a solution to inflation, but she really admires the problem. In other words, get used to it. Meanwhile, her boss, boss, President Biden, continues to campaign for more economic chaos by trying to convince us in Congress to raise taxes by $3.5 trillion, by expanding an already generous welfare state, and by turning cops into social workers. Meanwhile, I don't know about where you live, Jesse, but in my state, the price of gas is so high that it would be cheaper to buy cocaine and just run everywhere. And in the middle of all of this murk and mayhem, here comes Vice President Harris. She told us today that she has had an epiphany. She has discovered the root cause of illegal immigration and what we should do about it. She wants American companies to invest $3 billion, not in America, but in Central American countries, many of which hate us, some of which will steal the money, so those Central American companies will be more like America and their people won't want to come to our country. Now, this is not satire. She said that. I mean, I will wait a moment while you stop laughing. She really said that. If the vice president were here right now, I would say respectfully, Madam Vice President, there is no force in history, none, more powerful than self-delusion. The root cause of illegal immigration is that people are coming into our country illegally, and people are coming into our country illegally because you and President Biden are letting them in. Enforce the law. Do what we were doing the day before you took office.
That was Senator Joe Kennedy, and good for him, boy. He laid it out. Stupid people all around D.C. Just call people what they are. That's what they are. They're stupid. It's not, when you're describing something the way it is, you just can't feel bad about it. It's not mean-spirited. When I call liberals idiots, stupid, moron, whatever, I'm actually being quite nice. I could probably come up with some much more clever things that would be more hurtful. Just telling them what they are. Anyway, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I told you, I'm going to tell you today, I'm going to explain to you today just how stupid the Democrats are. And that way you don't go, Kevin's just saying it because he's trying to get people to, you know, agree with him or whatever. That's an easy, yeah, you're right, Kevin, they're stupid. Yeah, I'm not looking for that. I don't want your affirmative action approval. I want your real approval. 844-551-8255 if you want to get in contact with us. The Biden administration has set a policy for Russia that they can't win. They flatly can't win. By the way, this is true of every liberal thing they try to do. It may look good on paper. I told you, saving every species of animal looks good on paper. But nature has a way of dealing with it better than we do. All these programs that are supposed to help people, they look good on paper until you figure out that they've taken away human nature. They're trying to adjust human nature, or they don't account for human nature. In other words, if you give somebody something, I'll just give you an example. If you give somebody something, I'm not talking about a gift like, you know, a special gift you give to somebody on their birthday, or, you know, some war, you know, some medal your grandfather had and you're passing it down the generation. I'm talking about if you say, yeah, man, I'll go ahead and give you $5 for gas, or I'll give you this so you can take care of that or whatever. And it's a temporary fix. I promise you. They don't take it. Most people do not take it in the spirit in which it is given. Like, I will do everything I can to get it back to you. They take it as if, all right, cool. Thank you for doing what I expect you to do, and don't expect it back because there's nothing to earn. If you said to them, I'm going to give you this $5 for gas, but here's what you're going to need to do for me. If you put any type of contract on it, it changes the entire dynamic. But if a guy goes, hey, man, can you give me $10? Yeah, man, I got $10. Boom. You have not issued into an agreement. You just said, I'm giving you $10. For all intents and purposes, you better be okay with just saying, here's your money. Well, the Democrats, that's the way you give them money. We don't write them contracts that requires a commitment from them, a buy-in of any sort. And that's why we lose every time. So, again, I give you any policy that they've done. it's a gift that child, what they call it, in earned income credit or something like that. It's essentially welfare. There's no commitment. Be a better citizen, raise better kids, keep out of jail, be looking for work, whatever. There's no commitment. There's not even a commitment that they love the country, that they say, you know what, don't be bad talking the country. These are the good people are giving you this money. The people getting the most from the government, let me put it to you this way. This will help you understand it. Mostly poor folks, mostly poor black folks, hate this country the most. Won't stand for the anthem. Call it, they want to implement CRT, 1619 project, things like this. Hate it the most and are getting the most from it. For free. Why? Because there was no contract that said, you have to understand how this money was gifted to you, and you're going to earn it in some kind of way. You're going to commit to something. And the Democrats like that. Anyway, the Biden administration has been quietly urging agricultural and shipping companies to, quote, buy and carry more Russian fertilizer. This is in Bloomberg. You don't have to think, oh, Kevin Jackson's making stuff up. So, in other words, Joe Biden's entered into a war, got Russia to go to war with Ukraine because he said, go in there, get what's yours. And Joe Biden did that because he knew Russia was technically right because the Ukrainians were bombing the Donbass region, Donetsk in particular, and essentially hurting their people. People who believe themselves to be Russians. So Joe Biden says, you know, they can be a limited excursion. He didn't explain why he said it that way, but that's what it was. He was saying Russia's got a point. But now that he's on the other side of the issue, he can't let you know that, and neither can anybody in the media. But he's quietly buying their fertilizer. By the way, for those of you who have missed my point, Joe Biden is starving the world, and now he needs a fix to get himself out of it. More on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday he's comfortable with the gun safety outline that a bipartisan group of senators reached this week.
For myself, I'm comfortable with the framework, and if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates, I'll be supportive.
Lawmakers are working to make sure the text does not alienate the 10 Senate Republicans that have already signed on to support the bill. Ford is recalling almost 3 million vehicles because of a damaged or missing part that could prevent the automobiles from shifting into the gear intended by the driver. That could cause the vehicle to roll away or move in an unexpected direction. In a product recall report, Ford said it is aware of 6 reports alleging property damage and 4 reports about personal injury related to the issue. This is USA Radio News. Prosecutors argued Tuesday that a man carrying a Confederate battle flag stormed the U.S. Capitol with his son because they intended to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory. A federal judge will decide if Delaware residents Kevin Seyfried and his son Hunter are guilty of a felony obstruction charge and several misdemeanor offenses stemming from the Capitol riot. A former city councilman in West Virginia was sentenced Tuesday to 45 days in prison for breaching the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot. Eric Barber was sentenced by a federal judge in Washington for his December guilty plea to a misdemeanor count of illegally entering the Capitol. Barber was also given a 7-day sentence, which the judge suspended for stealing a portable battery charger from a media stand inside the Capitol. Barber's federal public defender had sought probation because his 43-year-old client had expressed remorse. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Don't work for the Fed to bring inflation down.
Well, thanks for having me. And the answer is yes, that today's number underscores the challenge we have with energy prices that you were just discussing. But it also underscores why it's so important that the president is doing exactly what he's doing, making fighting inflation his top priority. And obviously, giving the Fed the independence to operate, as Stephanie just raised, this president is doing something that other presidents haven't, making clear that he will not politicize that process. But beyond that, there are steps we could take right now. Number one, Congress could pass the shipping bill that is in front of them to crack down on the exorbitant prices that ocean shippers are charging. We talked to company after company that says that prices that they have to pay to ship their goods is getting passed directly onto consumers. We could take that action to lower those prices. Second, we could take action to lower typical costs that families are facing right now, like prescription drug prices and the costs on their utility bills. And we could do that while also reducing the deficit. If we do that, then fiscal policy, the steps that Congress is taking, would actually be complementary to what the Fed is trying to do. Those actions would help. They would help a lot. They'd be the most significant thing that Congress could do right now. And the president and all of us are urging them to act.
Welcome, everybody. That was a Morning Joe interviewing a guy named Brian Deese about inflation. And what does he do? He deflects. Oh, well, it's the shippers. These people are charging more for shit. Well, you know what shippers ship with? They ship with oil. I mean, you know, fuel. Their fuel costs have doubled. What do you mean exorbitant prices charged by ocean shippers? That's the price. Then he says, what we're going to do is we're going to lower the cost of things that families are facing now, like drugs. Oh, wait a minute. You're going to reenact Donald Trump's prescription drug deal where he had prices for drugs lower. You know what happened when Biden took off? If you have diabetes, I don't have to tell you. The price of your meds doubled or tripled under Biden. He's got no solution. We spent $1.9 trillion on Wu Flu nonsense. And you know what he used that money to do? He paid off all the debts of the states. He paid off all of the leftist states. He paid off all of the debts of the trade unions, the various unions. He put your money to pay back bad debts that these people amassed themselves. Had nothing to do with us. We just, I mean, it's insanity. And everything that's happening, he created. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're not even done. I'm not even finished talking about what Joe Biden has done is effectively starved the world. So now he's got to buy fertilizer from Russia. The very people he says we're going to have sanctions against, he under the darkness of night, he said, hey, go buy fertilizer from Russia. And Bloomberg said this move comes as fears over sanctions have led in sharp drop in supplies, contributing to the ongoing spiraling global food cost. Folks, this is not just an America problem. They go on to write this. The effort is part of a complex and difficult negotiations underway involving the United Nations to boost delivery of fertilizer, grain, and other farm products from Russia and Ukraine that have been disrupted by Vladimir Putin's invasion of his southern border. U.S. and European officials have accused the Kremlin of using food as a weapon. Let me tell you what, if I was Putin and I was in a war and you were trying to make me the bad guy worldwide, I'd use food as a weapon. It's better than nukes. They said preventing Ukraine from exporting. Russia denies that even as it attacked key ports, blaming the shipment disruptions on sanctions imposed by the U.S. and its allies over the invasion. Now, here's what I like about this from a standpoint of political negotiation. Putin is saying, you sanctioned me. You should have known that I'm responsible for 25% of the world's fertilizer. And that a war that you sanctioned, that you let me have, Joe Biden, it makes Ukraine, who's responsible for a big percentage of the food and grain. So you caused this. You knew this, and yet you still sanctioned me. You knew I was going to go in there and protect Russian citizens, but now you're making me the bad guy. I'm not the bad guy. If I'm at war and my war machine is about doing what is going to be best for my country, I'm not worried about you. I'm going to feed Russians. So it's not my problem. You sanction me. You got the rest of the world to do it. And here's my point to all of it. The Democrats never walk it through. They don't go, well, what will it mean if we don't side with Russia or we don't, you know, help Ukraine? I don't know which side you want to be on. I don't care. But you got to pick a point. Pick your poison. And it is poison because Ukraine is still a very corrupt place and it was doing everything that Russia said it was doing. And oh, by the way, they were in violation of the pacts. When they separated the Soviet Union, they said, we will not let anybody become a member of NATO who is a member who is along the Russian border. And that is exactly what Biden and other administrations had been intimating with Ukraine. Vladimir Putin had every reason, legitimate reason, to do what he did. And nobody wants to admit that openly. Now, I'm not saying I'm for war, I'm for settling aggression in that way. I don't know, you know, again, it's above my pay grade for sure. But I do know this, he was right on principle. I know what I've done on principle. I quit a job on principle, a very high paying job. Quit it on principle. I've cut people out of my life on principle, people that you would go, Kevin, they seem to be a good person. Well, on principle, they're not. I've stopped doing business with people on principle. So if you ask me what I'm going to do on principle, I will react. And I can't tell you that I would have done what Putin did, but I wouldn't have taken it off the table. They go on to say this. With Moscow being a key supplier of fertilizer, the U.S. and EU have included exemptions on sanctions against doing business with Russia. So they sanctioned them, but they said, but listen, on the things that we really need, we're not going to sanction you on that, okay? On the things that you really, that are going to fuel your economy, we're not going to sanction you. So listen, go ahead and ship your oil, go ahead and ship your food and your fertilizer and your vodka and your caviar, okay? Which, by the way, is the Russian economy. So what have you done? Oh, and while you're at it, Vladimir, how about we double the price of it for you so you actually make more money? Did I give you guys a number on a previous show? I told you, under Biden, shipping less, Russia has actually made more money. With friends like, with enemies like Joe Biden, who needs friends? This is legit here. This isn't me talking about it. They say exports of Russian fertilizer are down 24% year to date. But as Bloomberg notes, the new push by Washington underscores the current challenge facing the West, which seeks to punish. I can't help but laugh. I can't help it. Because it's such, it is a move that a demented clown would make. It says, which seeks to punish Russian President Vladimir Putin over the invasion of Ukraine, while also easing pressure on the economy draining food inflation during an election year in America. Since the war began in February, already high inflation spiked further, a point Putin regularly makes while railing against sanctions. So what they're telling you is Joe Biden has got a strategy that theoretically penalizes Putin, but the impact is penalize Americans so much so that they hate Joe Biden. And Putin is reminding people of it. The Kremlin assisted, they said earlier this month, Biden has sent a representative to the UN-led talks with Moscow regarding supply issues, as insufficient deliveries of fertilizer could also negatively affect next year's crops. See, here's what I think people need to understand about the geopolitical ramifications of this. You grow crops. Crops only last a certain amount of time. You've seen your strawberries get mold on them pretty fast, right? You've watched your grains get flimsy. Stale, no longer taste any good. That's the shelf life. Every crop has a shelf life. If you're going to grow your crop for next year, you better have some fertilizer now. And when you get that crop done, you better have a market to sell it, because if you don't sell it quickly, it's gone. It's like milk. That's why they call it a commodity. It's only got a certain amount of time that it can, you know, of usefulness. I mean, even though there are certain things, gold and things like that, that are commodities that don't fit quite the description, but I think you get the point. It's things that are traded every day, and the price is impacted by supply and demand. If they get a certain amount of gold out of the ground, this is the price today. There's a certain amount of need or usage for it. This is the price today. That's why we have commodities. And we have a special market for it. And they predict what's going to... You've watched Trading Places where they predict what the market's going to be, the orange juice market in the next quarter. That's how they have to do this stuff. So you have to be playing geopolitical chess, not geopolitical checkers, which is what Joe Biden's doing. And people can give him a pass on it, but let me tell you something, folks. People around the world are starving to death over policy decisions that this clown is making.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Sit back and put your political strategy aside. When you watch, you do. This is a guy who's unafraid to put his hand on the hot stove.
Unafraid to, and one could argue that much has been, I was critical of Governor DeSantis, still am, during the height of COVID.
Yeah.
But if you really look at the numbers, Florida actually came
He's
out
got a story
all,
to tell.
All right. He has a story
and
to tell.
And the economy is strong.
And the economy is strong. I think the facts, though, are you got to look under, I mean, what he's doing with the math books makes no sense. Even Fox News analysts were like, he has to come up with an explanation for this.
You got to show the books.
And so it's not all rosy. And so yeah. I think I would just caution us from heaping a little too much praise on Ron DeSantis.
Chuck Todd and guest Nicole something, I forget her name, but she was over Bernie Sanders' campaign for a while, ran for office anyway. But That's as close as you're going to get to a compliment from a leftist. They were critical of Florida during COVID, but the economy's strong. Oh, but those math books don't make any sense. It's not all rosy. So for those of you who think that, you know, that they're going to embrace Ron DeSantis because of what he did, I gave you a tidbit of it. Yeah, they're going to recognize something because he was at the front of it. And by the way, I give DeSantis credit over Trump for saying, I'm not buying into this nonsense. We're opening Florida up. I don't care what the federal regulations are. We're opening Florida up. And he ran in the face of convention, what everybody wanted at the time. He's known for that. I think Trump learned his lesson. But there's nothing that can replace what Trump learned in 4 years, how he performed prior to COVID, or Wu Flu, I call it. Prior to that, what he did, what he learned, there's nothing that can replace that. And I love DeSantis, but I still think Trump needs his second term. And I'd love to see DeSantis be his VP. But that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about Joe Biden and this idiocy of this war that he's gotten into with Russia. If nothing else, it's a war of words. It's a war of wills. And he's siding with Ukraine, giving away, $40 billion worth of product to Ukraine, and then writing a fat check to Russia under the radar, saying, hey, Vladimir, do you happen to have some fertilizer we can use for our crops? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What do you think of Joe Biden in the press not saying to you, hey, listen, we had to go buy Russia fertilizer? Whatever problem you have, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you some advice. Don't ask a leftist to solve it. Joe Biden and team stole a vibrant economy. Then he ran on Trump's successes for a year during the coup and dismantled Trump's great work. Made a lot of promises. Give me $1.9 trillion. I'm going to solve the economic issues. I'm going to solve the Wu Flu stuff, and all's going to be good. $6 trillion later, another $1.9 trillion in economic recovery, and we've got nothing. I gave you the numbers. 83% of people say we're going the wrong way. How can you give away trillions of dollars and still be going in the wrong direction? You could hand out tens of thousands of dollars to every family in America, and if you excluded the ones who don't need it, you could practically have people with their own businesses, owning their homes, becoming productive members of society. And we have done nothing except crap money, burn it, throw it down a black hole, whatever metaphor you need to feel good. But it's not working in the economy. We have stagflation, Bidenflation, shrinkflation. No signs that it's going to improve, and no signs that Captain Demento and his team even know how to do it. The evidence of the Joe Biden part of the presidency is beginning to show. And it's paying dividends, folks, for Republicans and for conservatives. Good for them, because it's helping us. Going back to this article, it says the Kremlin has insisted that the U.S. provide assurances to global buyers that they won't face sanctions. In other words, Putin's saying, but he's pushing Biden and saying this, you're going to tell the world that it's okay to buy from us. Your sanctions, I'm going to make you publicly, I'm going to sodomize you from a financial point of view and make you tell the world it's okay to buy from Vladimir Putin, suggesting it as a condition to unblock any shipments of Ukraine farm products now. What do you think Joe Biden's going to have to do? He's responsible for a worldwide famine, potentially, if he doesn't do something quickly. Because, as I said, crops have to be fertilized. If you're going to have a crappy crop of wheat or whatever it is in the next year, it's going to impact the countries that need it the most. The number one country for Russia and Ukrainian products is Egypt. What are they going to do? Most of these countries that are on this list are third world countries getting their products. Joe Biden is going to be the guy that starves more people to death. He may preside over the death of more people due to famine than Pol Pot, Stalin, and all these other knuckleheads combined, including Hitler. For Russia, they say, it's really important that the U.S. authorities send a clear signal that these deals are permitted and in the interest of global food security. I love how they put that in there. See, that's propaganda at its finest. Global food security. In other words, we must all be secure about our food products. I don't know how you feel, but I don't want to believe that in order for me to eat, it has to be done through Russia. But because of all the diplomacy that Joe Biden has implemented in his tenure as a leader of a coup, he now has to play by their rules. I don't know about you, but I can grow a garden. I know how to hunt. I can go harvest my own food. I know how to fish. But Russia says, no, this is in the interest of global food security. That's the kind of UN talk people like to hear. And he says, and they shouldn't refuse because we're feeding the world. This was from Ivan Timofeyev, a sanctions specialist at the Kremlin-funded Russian International Affairs Council. So the Russians are giving Joe Biden his orders. Russian grain exports, this is from Reuters. Russian grain exports are down only 14%, while wheat exports doubled in May, according to the Russian Grain Union, with more than 25 million tons of Ukrainian grains, sunflower oil, and other commodities stuck in Ukraine due to security fears over Black Sea's ports and shipping lanes. With the new harvest officials caution that the situation will become more dire. So what they're saying is they got all this product sitting there, not doing anything in the supply chain. It's in the warehouse sitting. It's got a shelf life. Now we have another harvest coming. What are you going to do? Talks on releasing those shipments have gone slowly, with Putin seeking to pin the blame on Ukraine for not wanting to remove mines from ports placed to defend them from possible attacks by Russian forces. Again, stroke of freaking Russian genius. You guys, in order for us to get these products out, Joe Biden and Ukraine, you got to go out and mine your own oceans, and then it'll create shipping lanes for us, which, oh, by the way, also creates warship lanes. Kiev said it's not convinced by Moscow's assurances that it won't strike, noting that Russia also insisted before the war that it wouldn't invade. Demining Ukraine's ports may take months. So this is no quick solution to the supply chain issues. So, and even though they've got negotiators in there right now trying to get all this done, nobody trusts anybody to do it. According to James O'Brien, head of Office of Sanctions Coordination at the State Department, we're working together with our partners to get about half of what Ukraine exports out each month. So we're looking at a substantial shortfall. In other words, Biden is starving the world. The guy writes, finally, we can't help but see the irony that Washington is urging farmers to buy Russian fertilizer, thus, in part, funding Russia's war against Ukraine, while at the same time providing arms funding to Ukraine in Ukraine's war against Russia. So this is the strategy that Joe Biden has. This is why I told you, when you look at the problems that we face, and you have to understand, we have a madman leading us. I don't want to get into the head of Donald Trump to tell you what he would have done, but I can tell you this. If Donald Trump were president, we would not be going through any of this. Donald Trump would have negotiated Russia out of there's just no way we'd be facing this. But we've got a madman running things. And I don't know who's controlling them, but follow the money. That's always good advice.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.